Welcome back to another episode of Styling Matters with your host Lizzie Richardson. Well, I'm at home recording this episode today and it's kind of lovely to just be doing a direct to audio piece with you guys because I feel like it's a couple of weeks since I've done that. I must warn you, Alfonso is in the room with me, so you might hear him making some noises behind. I can never really edit him out, so just be mindful of that. Coming up, I've got over 20 accessories that I want to chat through with you about just sort of supporting your transitional styling between winter and spring. I don't know about you, but I really feel like I need some newness. And a lot of the spring collections, whilst we're getting little hints and tips of what's landing on the high street, nothing significantly has dropped. I was out shopping last week and I was still very surprised at how much athleisure wear was still very much present in a lot of the stores. I don't know if you listened to 321 on the January issue, but we were talking about how athleisure wear was quite prominent and it still very much is. So I feel we're on the cusp of spring collections landing, but between now and then you can really dive into accessories to get you excited about that. Now, before I go into the edit, I just wanted to do a bit of a life update. So I'm still without an office, probably more my fault than anybody else's because I can't seem to pick a neutral. I think I've decided on one. I just need it a couple of shades lighter. But yeah, I did not, you know, I just didn't think it would be as hard as this. Do you go off the cream? Do you go off the grey? Do you go off the white? Or do you go off blue? I even picked one colour that was too pinky. You know, when you're just trying to do all things with one colour, or not colour, as I should say, it's very neutral I'm going for. I can't wait to be back in my office. Although I'm quite warm where I've put my temporary office, which is a nice change because during the winter I'm always a little bit on the chilly side. So I have been quite cosy. I would, if you're interested in more on that, I'm hoping to drop a bit more about my office update on my Instagram stories. Now that things are starting to move on. The panelling has been done. It looks amazing. So it's just really now to get colour on the walls and, or paint on the walls, I should say, and the ceiling, and then some new flooring. And then I should be able to start to go back in and start to build up sort of cosy corners. I do have the challenge of, I don't want going back in items that I don't want to use anymore, and I have a big bookcase, one of those IKEA Billy bookcases actually, and I have a phenomenal amount of style books. I don't think all of them are that relevant these days, and I'm debating what to do with my style books. It's been quite a collection over the last sort of 30 plus years, and I've got that feeling, that kind of minimalist want to clear out urge to get rid of some, but a small part of me is, I've been collecting for so long, would that be a shame to get rid at this stage, given I must easily have 50 plus books, I think, maybe more, who knows, I've never counted them. But yeah, that's my dilemma at the moment. Do I get rid, do I have a cull, or perhaps do I box them away and put them up in the loft? But I don't know about you, when things go up in the loft, things never come back out. So then you think, should they just go? So I'll be intrigued to know if you've got a view on that, then, you know, DM me via Instagram and that, and let me know, because it is quite a challenge to decide on what to do there. So let's jump into accessories. Accessories is one of the most easiest ways to freshen up your look without having to spend too much money. I mean, when I say not having to spend too much money, some accessories these days are very pricey, so they can be considered an investment piece. So you do need to think about how often you're going to wear these items. I quite often find though, some of the more high street, lower price point items that I think, oh, I'm just going to wear for, I don't know, 3 months, I still wear sort of 4 or 5 years on. So other times, you know, you think, oh, this will be an investment, I'll wear it a lot, and then you find that you hardly wear it at all. So accessories, only you can really know yourself what you love, you know, and what you'll get use out of. You see, I quite like brooches and I do get a lot of use out of my brooches. but I know some people who've had brooches as gifts in the past, they just never leave their jewellery box. So it is really down to you. But I'm going to talk a little bit about some spring trends that are happening now or leading into spring that you can tap into. But plus, I've also got some statement jewellery which can just add a little bit of a dramatic or a little bit of elevation to your everyday look without going over the top. Key little pieces like this can really add to a look. It's a great way to, you know, add a little buzz to your everyday. So I'm going to start with a trend that has, we saw it a little bit over Christmas, over the festive season, with red tights. Red is the colour of the season right now for winter. There was a lot of sort of street style around red tights with red shoes. Now this trend has continued on. If sort of pillar box red is not your style, then I'm pleased to say that burgundy has also really sort of been an alternative that you can tap into on this. And I've seen a lot of great looks between burgundy and grey, burgundy and black. So if you're really into wearing all black, then maybe tapping into burgundy or red tights. And you can either go black shoes or matching your shoes with the colour of your tights. Either works. This can be a very low priced option to add a little drama to your everyday look. Now, I personally will be going into burgundy tights. Burgundy is one of the colors that I wear quite a lot. And I think over the next few weeks, you're gonna see me wearing burgundy tights with a lot of my black shorter dresses that I want to take. And I'll probably head to the office in this or out and about in London for sure. I like Marks and Spencer's 60 denier tights. They're known as sensor tights. And the reason I really love them, and I've been wearing them for many, many years, is I never get hot in them. So when it's cold weather, you stay warm. When it's hot weather, you don't cook in them. I don't know what the technology is in these tights, but they're very, very good. I don't have to worry about the weather at all. I would have loved if these tights could have been less than 60 denier, but I'm struggling to find anything around sort of the 25 to 30 denier in coloured tights. These burgundy tights come as a 3-pack. There's only burgundy as one colour out of the 3. You get black and navy as well, which is again a little frustrating. I don't really like mixed coloured packs, but I'm sure M&S have got their reasons being. But that's £8, Marks and Spencer's burgundy tights. If you want bright red, I would go to places like ASOS, Zara, Mango, Primark and see what selections they have there. Now, in no particular order, I'm moving on to some accessories from Zara, actually. Some I've seen online and some I saw in store last week. And a statement ring can really, I don't know, can just really elevate a look. I often wear my burgundy ring most of the time, and every now and then I like to swap it up to a gold ring. And Zara have a couple of statement rings that are just absolutely buzzing right now. So the first one I want to chat through is their twisted ring. This one comes in either gold or silver. I personally prefer the gold. It's kind of a rigid metal and it's kind of raised. So when I say bulky, it's the fact that it's not sitting flat at all. The twisted detail raises quite high, so it will sit high above your hand. I don't know if I said this in my intro or not, but you might need a notepad and pen. I'm going to pop as many links as I can into the show notes. Head to either Zara accessories and just jewelry gold, or the product code for this particular one I'm talking about is 4548/004, and the price point is $17.99. It's a really lovely piece. You can wear it day to night. I love it. Another one that I like from Zara, it's called the horizontal drop ring. What I particularly like this, it goes across your ring fingers. So I think you wear it, from what I could see on the imagery, you wear it on your ring finger, but then it goes across your middle finger at least, and maybe even onto your first finger. This one is, if you've been wearing the dupes, because I'm sure not many people bought the actual designer ones, the Bottega Veneta teardrop dupes, this will tie in really lovely with those kind of earrings. They come in gold only, the statement ring, and it's The product code is 4736/005. I'm actually heading into London today and I'm hoping to pop into Zara. I think this one's coming home with me if I can find it in store. Now, talking of the dupe earrings, I have mentioned this on previous podcasts and I am actually going to be wearing the earrings today. I got mine from Amazon. They're currently, I've had a look at the link today, they're currently $9.99. My earrings are the 32.5mm drop. So they're the Teardrop Bottega Veneta dupes. They do a bigger size, which I saw on a girl last week at an event. They're the 47mm. It's not that I dislike them. They are big, very oversized, and they look fantastic. But I think for a more everyday style, I like the ones that I have, which are the 32.5. So both are a really good price point. And I've also seen a very similar pair actually on Jigsaw website. They're called the Chunky Dome earrings and they're at £55. I would say they're a little bit classier. And maybe if I hadn't got my Amazon ones already, I probably would tap into them. They were really, really lovely. So they're Jigsaw and it's called Chunky Dome Earring. Now I'm going to stick with Zara because I was in store last week and there's this kind of grey green. It's not quite olive. They've got some wool trousers that I was looking at in store. And I've noticed this colour is really popular and the way to wear it for spring will be monochrome. So you literally wear it head to toe all in one colour. And because of that, Zara have done a bag and some shoes that match in. And I really, really love the bag. The bag is a crossbody and it's got a front flap. And it's not quite a half moon bag. It's a slightly wider bag than that. But it's very modern, very understated with its design. It looks designer, it looks expensive. And actually the price point is $35.99. Zara have it down as the color gray, but when I've seen it, it's a gray green. I love it. It's a lovely, lovely shape. Now, what's also interesting, there's many ways that you can wear this bag. It's got a lovely top handle, quite slim line. And I'll be honest, that's my favorite to actually be to hold it and just use it as a top handle bag. It also comes with the same color leather color. It's faux leather. As a long strap so you can wear it crossbody. But I didn't realise until I went to the website that it also comes with a detachable canvas strap. So a much, much wider strap with a cream canvas that you can wear across. So what I think is really great about that is if you want to continue to use the bag weekend style, when perhaps you're wearing your baseball cap, you've got your trainers and maybe you're going dog walking or whatever, or you're going down the pub and you want a more casual look, then this really elevates the bag down to do that. So a very versatile bag. And I think it's one of the bags of the season that I think is really worth tapping into. Now they didn't have it online, but I did see it in store displayed near the bag. And that's the pointed mid-heel shoes. I don't know the price. I didn't take a note of it, but I think when I looked at them, I think they were about £45 or under. But they did match in with the bag. So if you want to do that matchy-matchy, or as I say, if you're going to be doing this monochrome look, what's really important with tonal monochrome is everything is the same colour. And this is a big, big trend for spring. Definitely in tailoring. I love it. I just haven't decided which version I'm doing, but I will be leaning into this trend for spring. It's a very modern look and I love it in tailoring. Now, this next accessory that I want to talk about, I had kind of seen it, but I'll be honest, I didn't really sort of investigate it a bit more until I saw it actually in the Sunday Times Style magazine this weekend, and it's the black stretchy headband. So you can wear it for bad hair days, on days where your hair's a bit greasy, you don't want to wash it, or a little bit like me where I'm wearing my fringe slightly longer these days. And on days that I blow dry my hair fresh, my fringe sits lovely. On other days, not so much. And the sort of black stretchy headbands are a great way to kind of, if you don't want to have your fringe that day, to have a slightly different look Now, I've found the one that I'm particularly purchasing on ASOS. They've got two widths of these bands. My gut feeling is don't go too wide. There's a girl I work with, she wears headbands quite a lot, and I was having a chat with her, and we both kind of said for it to sit really well, you want it nearer the front and not too wide, and you don't want it too tight, A, because it's uncomfortable to wear, but also the look is to be quite relaxed. And sometimes with headbands, if they're too tight and too taut on your face, it doesn't look that great. So I'm probably going to opt for the ASOS. The product code for that is 13393793. They're only £6. You might be able to find some in store. I haven't been able to find any, so I'm probably going to order off ASOS. I think that would just be a piece at home. One to test at home, I would say, before heading out with that. I've got very fine hair, so I don't know quite how that's going to sit. Just pausing the podcast so that I can tell you all about the Ageless Style Rules that I live by. This is my e-guide that you get when you subscribe to lovebylizzie.com. It's completely free, and all that it means is that when I put any new style posts on the blog, or I have any style notes that I wish to share with you, it will land directly into your inbox. My e-guide gives you everything to get going about living your own ageless style life every single day. They're the rules that I live by, and I want to share them with you. I'll pop a link into the show notes, or just simply head to lovedbylizzie.com. Back to the show. Now, my next product I want to talk to you about is from Mango, and I didn't spot this. I saw this on an influencer at an event that I went to last week. Her name's Tazlani, and she was absolutely stunning in a sort of Chanel-esque type jacket. Don't know whether that was from Mango or from Zara, but that was black. And then she had these pearl dangly flower earrings. So the stud was gold flower, and then dangling from that was some pearl detailing. The earrings were stunning. Her hair was lovely, sort of one of those sort of voluminous blow dries, and she looked amazing. And yet she told me that the earrings were from Mango. They looked way more expensive than this price point of $15.99. It really set off her look and framed her face. So I might be tapping into that as well. And I just wanted to share that one with you. Mango are really, really great for earrings. I still wear a lot of earrings from Mango that I bought 3-4 years ago. I still wear them a lot today. So they were like what I said earlier about the fact that sometimes you can tap into a low price point thinking I'm only going to wear it for a few months, and then you end up wearing it for years. And I think these earrings might fit into that box. Now, this next one is definitely a trend piece. How much we're going to see of this come summertime when the sun is strong, I don't know. But for right now, tinted sunglasses are very much on point. I'm seeing it with the winter coats. I'm seeing it with an all black look. Now, the key to tinted sunglasses is that they're black frames primarily. Are the ones that I've seen with a yellow tint. So it's still giving that winter vibe of dark sunglasses as in the frame, but then given the fact that we've got really cloudy days at the moment, I should imagine I've not worn any out, but I've worn yellow tinted sunglasses in the past. That gives that real sort of, on cloudy days, that kind of sunny vibe as you wear them. Now, these are really trendy right now, and the look is also more aviator style. There's lots on ASOS. There's a couple of brands on ASOS. You've got AIRE. Their aviator style start at £40. That's ASOS. They've also got another Jeepers brand, which I think was about £35. The ones that I'm going to go searching for are from Urban Outfitters. They're online at £22. These are more vintage square style sunglasses. And that's because for me, aviator does not suit my face. And I just have to take that on board. I've bought aviator style sunglasses in the past. I love them on everybody else. I think they're always super cool in all the imagery I see, but they just don't suit me. And this is what's really important about trends, is to have that what's kind of fresh and new, and then do your own personal edit. Does it suit me? And if it doesn't, then don't waste your money. I'm not going to. I'm going to enjoy looking at aviator tinted sunglasses on everybody else, but I'm going to try out some of these vintage square styles to see if they suit me. Now, I've talked a lot of high street, so the next few that I'm going to talk about, premium design, well, not designer, they are designer, but a bit more affordable designer. So the first one is Aneem Bing. For those of you who are not familiar with that brand, she's Scandinavian, but she lives in LA. I love her modern, simple style. There's a few of her accessories. Some are more easier to tap into than others. Others you might need to add to your wish list or get it on your gift list for if you've got a special birthday or something coming up. The first one though is quite simply baseball caps. I wear a baseball cap nearly every weekend and have done for months. And I think I'm going to update just this simple accessory that I wear all the time for spring. Aneem Bing, her baseball caps start at £59. I'm probably going to lean into the navy because I've got some New Balance trainers that were navy that my husband gave me for Christmas. Or I might even go into sort of the taupe, which is like a beige. It's like a grey beige. And she does various, it's either just got the AB or it's got Aneem Bing, or it actually says Aneem Bing, California. They're all £59. And I think it's just a great way to freshen up your weekend look. Now, if you've seen on Instagram with this brand, you'll see that they've had a collaboration with Kate Moss. Kate Moss can do no wrong in the fashion world. And I can see why they've done a collaboration, because Aneem Bing collections are very much Kate Moss style. And I know it's probably influenced that brand a lot over the years and their design. Now, a couple of months ago, they introduced the Kate Tote. This is a super size bag. It's huge. I've been in store, I've put it on my arm. It's a very, very big bag, but it also comes with a supersized price point of £690. As much as I love it and I could really get carried away in the moment and just think, oh yes, I'm gonna have it, I'm kind of glad I've held off, because they've literally in the last couple of weeks launched the Kate shoulder bag. This one still has a hefty price point of £595. What I can instantly see here is a more versatile, longer route in terms of an investment piece, because it's a bit more of a classic. It comes in two colours, black or taupe. I love the black. I think if you do invest in the shoulder bag, it's one that's gonna, you can use for year on year on year. I think the super size bag, the Kate Tote, may be a little bit too trendy, that in a couple of years, you won't want to use it. Just don't see that having the longevity that the Kate shoulder bag kind of offers. So that's a different brand. I don't normally talk about the higher price point brands, but I want to start to kind of mix it up a bit. So I really hope you like them. And the next brand I'm going to talk about is Victoria Beckham. Because when you look at designers, you always, especially if you just look at the price of their trousers or a price of their jumper, it can be out of your price point potentially. But some of their accessories are quite clever with. They probably bridge that I can just about afford it to get you into the brand. Now, there's a few pieces that have landed. The first one I want to talk about is belts. I am a firm believer when it comes to belts to not go too cheap, particularly if you're wearing a belt over a dress. Belts can be the statement piece, and I think it's always worth investing in a good quality, good premium belt. You've just got to love the brand and not get carried away with being influenced by what's trending on Instagram. You need to make sure that the brand you wear, particularly around your waist, because everyone looks, it's at eye level, is a brand you want to promote. And for me, Victoria Beckham's jumbo frame belt, it looks like a bee. I was on Emma Light Brown's off the Hanger podcast, and she asked me what was on my wish list, and I very much put the Victoria Beckham belt. The price point starts at 220, and I have to say, some brands have very basic belts. Some high street brands have some very basic belts that actually start at around 80, 90 pounds. When you're talking about that kind of price point, around 80, 90 pounds, you do have to question yourself and go, to save a bit more, do I jump up to that next level? And I think with belts, yes, you do, if you can afford to. And for me, the Victoria Beckham belt is very much still on my wish list. And this season, she's actually brought it out in many more colours. I probably will go brown or black for that investment piece, but she's also released it in latte, burgundy, navy, nude, and the camel is the brown. I could potentially lean into burgundy. Burgundy is my main neutral accessory colour. I do it in boots, I do it in bags, and I do it in rings. You know, potentially the burgundy belt might really work for me. I don't typically wear burgundy as my clothes. That is very much my accessory neutral that I like to tap into, particularly for autumn and winter. Now, this B design frame, recently she's actually moved this design into her jewellery. I've not really been, up until this point, a fan of Victoria's jewellery, but this I can really get on board with. She's got some matching earrings. I'm not really into the matchy-matchy look when it comes to jewellery, but I really love her bracelet. This is going on my wish list. It's very much there. It's at £290. So, I don't know, for a piece of jewellery, is that expensive or not, particularly when you're thinking designer? And also with me, my jewellery, I wear for years and years and years. So, yeah, definitely check that one out. I'm loving that. And then also what's dropped, if we come back to tights, she's got the monogram tights, the VB monogram tights, and that starts in at £95. So again, if you want to tap into that brand, that's something that you can consider. Now for my last few, I'm going to bring it back to the high street. I'm going to talk a bit about Jigsaw. Jigsaw have some great accessory pieces. A few that I've been checking out, if you want to add some colour, scarves are a great way to do this. And what I like about their pure cashmere scarf, it's about £120. They do it in green, like a Kelly green, which is really popular, by the way, in trainers at the moment. So again, for that weekend look, if you wanted to kind of do that sandwich dressing where you mirror two pieces and then you have a second colour in between. So in this case, you'd wear green trainers, you'd wear this green scarf, and maybe you wear like a neutral coat, like a trench coat or a padded coat that's in like a cream or black or navy, then that's kind of the sandwich dressing technique that I'm talking about. So they've got this green scarf that's just absolutely oozing colour. I'm seeing this green throughout a lot in the spring collections. They also, if green's not your colour, they do it in a magenta pink. Another scarf that they're doing, this is a silk scarf. If you just type in their reef small silk trail scarf, this will pop up. It's £65. This is really great if you are into tailoring and you're heading to the office and you want to add a pop of something. It's monochrome, so it's not going to be anything too dramatic, but it just breaks up the look. It just elevates a black suit. I love it. So that's the reef small silk trill scarf. That's really hard to say, by the way. But yeah, £65, and that's monochrome. And then last on my list, so this must be... it's either 21 or 22 accessories that I've talked through. This is the chunky dome ring. So back to Jigsaw. I talked about their earrings earlier on. Now, for those that have been following me for ages on Instagram, I have a burgundy chunky ring. I've worn this burgundy chunky ring, I would say 16 years now. And the reason I know that, my husband bought it for me. It wasn't my husband then, when we were in Spain, just in one of those gifty type shops. It was only 10 euros. I remember at the time, I saw it instantly, it fitted my finger and I was like, I'm just gonna buy it. And then my husband was like, oh, I'll buy it for you, and just kind of paid for it. And I have to say, it's probably one of my most cherished items. It's got a hairline crack through it now, which I can't mend, but I don't care. I still wear it all the time. But yeah, it's over 15 years old. It's probably worn at least 4 out of 7 days of the week. And this gold chunky dome ring that Jigsaw have launched at £55, I've been wanting a gold version of this same ring, and I think this is the closest I've found so far. It's absolutely gorgeous, great statement ring. And if you are wearing those teardrop earrings that I talked about earlier, again, this is another one that I think will just, it's not too matchy-matchy, but it kind of gives that similar look throughout. Now, the only way to know if you've liked this kind of shop edit via podcast, whether I do more or get more of them again in the future, is you need to tell me whether you like this style or not. I mean, I've done it where I've just talked about two or three items in a podcast, but this has been a full-on style edit, which I would typically do by blog. That's not to say it won't land on the blog in the next week or so. I might just do that as another way to kind of showcase this content, but you need to let me know. DM me or respond in the comments in the podcast. I will put as many, many links as I can in the show notes. That makes for easy shopping. Now, for the affirmations of the week, I feel a bit lost, if I'm truly honest, without my office, because I've actually packed up my box of affirmation cards. But there is one account on Instagram. It's the supermodel, Iman. I love her mantras. She posts them two or three times a week, I think. So I thought I'll go and have a nosy on there to see if anything's relevant for this podcast. And there was one. My mistakes have been my greatest mentors. I mean, you can use that for anything, but I want to use it in the world of style. So that's my mistakes have been my greatest mentors. This is a great one. It's easier for me because I post my outfits a lot on Instagram. So I'm always looking back at outfits that I've worn and I critique myself. I suppose that's how I move my style on, is I'll look back 6 months ago or this time last year, what was I wearing? And I'll critique myself into thinking, okay, I liked that, but potentially that didn't work. You know, not every outfit is perfect, and I don't want, I'm not a perfect person. So my outfits are inspired by the mood of the day, the weather at the time, what's hanging in my wardrobe at the time. And I think there's always that really nice reflection piece, is to think about what you're wearing this time last year, either restyle it or actually wear it exactly as you did. Nothing is really a bad mistake. It's just that's how you wore it at that time. But can you rewear it? Can you restyle it? And let that be your guide. So it comes back to this greatest mentor. Let that be your guide to revisiting that and restyling it in a new way that's slightly fresher, potentially using some of these accessories or trends that I've talked about for spring to bring it into 2024. So I'll leave that with you. My mistakes have been my greatest mentors. Have a good week. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Styling Matters. There's always more on my blog at lovedbylizzie.com. And don't forget to give me a follow on Instagram at lizzie.richardson. Bye for now.